Morning Show with Peaches and DJ Motai.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cav the Don, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy Roose Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Okay, you ready? We're about to do this intro.
I was born ready. I'm always ready.
Hey. Cut it out. All right.
She's dressed and everything. Got her makeup on and everything. She's ready.
Do you have your makeup on for a phone call?
Even though this is over the phone.
I don't have no makeup on yet. I just
washed
my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's getting ready. You don't even know it.
Yeah, you know.
All right, Peaches, we have to do we have to do an intro for the show.
Okay, come on.
Okay. Okay, ready?
I'm trying to do my eyebrows.
Hey, I don't care about your eyebrows. People are listening right now to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, and they're wondering what's going on.
Peaches is trying to do her eyebrows.
Okay, well, Peaches, what we're trying to tell everybody is that we have a new show. It's called the Brad Gilmore Show.
We do have a new show.
It's called the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
On demand.
And they can listen to it whenever they want to.
Whenever they want.
Whenever you feel like it.
Whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, we made a transition. We had the Brad Gilmore Show, then the Brad Gilmore Show at night.
Now it's a Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
I'm having deja vu. We're switching platforms rather quickly, but for the best.
On demand.
Hey, Peaches and DJ Motai, y'all need to pick times to talk. It's Peaches' time right now, Ty.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, Peaches. Okay, so we have a new show. On demand, they can listen to it whenever, wherever they want to, and we have great guests.
We do.
You know, our first guest is who?
Run it.
Oh no.
Run it.
We're just joking, everybody. Our first guest is
no.
Killer Calleon, the captain of Team Run It, and it was a good interview. We talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about his time over at Interscope Records.
No, y'all didn't talk about a lot of things. Y'all talked about Jay-Z a lot.
Hey, we're Jay fans, okay? Get off my nuts, Peaches.
Welcome, Bradley.
Oh. Whoa,
we
Peaches.
We need those sound effects.
Yeah, we need the sound effects
little
back.
Machine guns.
I'll go add them in afterward. But I do want everyone to know that if you want to hear more from the Brad Gilmore Show, we're on iTunes every Monday morning. A new episode, Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, on iTunes. We need y'all to rate, review.
Listen to us while you drink your coffee.
Exactly. We need you to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Tell everybody how much you love hearing me and Peaches' and DJ Motai's voices.
Whenever you want.
That was a lot of plurals. Whenever you want to.
On demand.
On demand.
Yeah.
And also, if you're interested,
what's wrong with y'all? Does I have the energy then?
No, we actually kind of got hopped up on Eclipse Mints. There's a bunch of mints in the studio today, and I was
where'd
eating a lot of
from?
Them. I thought they were yours.
I thought they were yours.
Rush. Yeah, I have a little sugar rush.
Of mint.
I had some sour straws on the way over here too. Oh, I left those clementines in my car.
Man, that sucks.
I love clementines. But also, if you want to advertise or sponsor the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, you can just send an email over to the Brad Gilmore Show at gmail.com and Peaches will reply to you.
Oh, will she now?
Yes, she will.
And she's going to be Peaches with a Z because she's ratchet in real life.
In real life.
And over the phone.
And over the phone. Peaches, you had to call in. You should have came to the studio. You had to call in and stuff. You're on
I'm
your diva stuff.
We have stuff to do,
date.
Too.
I'm getting taken on a birthday lunch.
Oh, who's taking you to lunch?
Tony Dart.
Hey, your birthday was like last week.
Happy belated birthday.
My birthday all morning. You a hater.
Happy belated birthday.
DJ Motai, you're a little
Thank
late.
You.
You're a little late, dog.
Happy late, belated birthday, whatever. Anyway,
Peaches. Tell them that they have to be ready for the most awesome experience of their lifetime.
You just did, though.
Is that what I just did?
Yeah.
Oh, I cued you in on that.
We wanted you to say it.
I don't do what I'm told.
Okay, well, now Before we went, before the interview, we're going to have DJ Motai do us our DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. You know, that was alliteration. I'm so proud of myself.
What did you say again?
DJ Morning. DJ. You get the idea.
DJ Morning. See how he just changed your name and you ain't even know it.
You ain't even know it. Everybody stay tuned. DJ Motai is about to spin us some music. And then we're going to be interviewing Killer Kaleon. On the Brad Gilmore Show
On Demand.
Peaches, you fucking up.
What? I'm not doing sound effects
with y'all. Say On Demand.
I'm not saying On Demand.
Okay.
She did.
Yeah, she did. Woo-hoo. We're gonna quote it. Yes. Okay. This is DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand.
Watch the chrome.
Pour up the drink, roll up the weed. Light the shit up so I can breathe. Let me hit my cup so I can lean. You are now watching the chrome, shall I proceed? Pour up the drink, roll up the weed. Light the shit up so I can breathe. Yeah. Let me hit my cup so I can lean. You are now watching the chrome, shall I proceed?
Swingers on my Cadillac, candy on my frame, bitch. Wood in my palms, ho. Shotgun with your main, bitch. Mendroza, I got my pack right. Jenny got my chain lit. Ballin' like I'm Keenan on my load under the shame shit.
Lane switch, salute me, major pain, bitch. Got a house with 30 women, ho. I'm on my Flavor Flav shit. While niggas was in the street shocking, trying to sink me like a slave shit. Me and Killer was in the booth plotting like Pinky in the Brain, bitch.
Money on my brain, bitch. So the boppers give me brain quick.
Girl, I just want some
knocking blue magic through my veins,
yeah,
bitch. Riding dirty, 3 in the morning, numbers on my brain, bitch. Rev running southeast, peace, fucking up the game, bitch.
Super pokers on my caprice, fucking up my brain, bitch. If I can't get patriot wet like a sea, time to make it rain, bitch. But back to me being a beast on these beats. Never on that lame shit on the mic, I feel like Django Unleashed. And you on that slave shit, nigga.
Pour up the drink, roll up the weed. Light the shit up so I can breathe. Let me hit my cup so I can lean. You are now watching the chrome, shall I proceed?
Hey.
Pour up the drink, roll up the weed. Light the shit up so I can breathe. Let me hit my cup so I can lean. You are now watching the chrome, shall I proceed?
Yeah. Okay, I'm back at it like crack addicts. Me and Killer like Jordan Pippen away. We shitting on these rat faggots. Every since your boy drop blue magic, niggas nowhere near my tax bracket. You can ask Cali, we the best, and the rest of these niggas is just some crabs.
Hey, eating good, I'm a cash addict. Mo Green, I'm a dope fiend with a flow mean like Joe Green. Get hybrid when I go green. Keep two cups, we proline. Some screw juice that codeine. We run shit, we head wreck. That's a no win for your team.
True story, crit two stories, cause a real boss never take losses. Independent till I see a meal, I don't need a deal. I make offers, I'm a CEO with my own brand since 15. Been a grown man, I don't write rhymes, I write checks. Did the whole album with no pen.
I go in, that's no X, this H time. I'm so text, no typo, I need Geico. Whenever I flow, it's so reckless. Let's talk facts, we the best rappers, we grim reaper these beats. Nigga, we shitting on them, they tissue paper. No competition, you weak, nigga.
Pour up the drink, roll up the weed. Light the shit up so I can breathe. Let me hit my cup so I can lean. You are now watching the chrome, shall I proceed?
Hey.
Pour up the drink, roll up the weed. Light the shit up so I can breathe. Let me hit my cup so I can lean. You are now watching the chrome, shall I proceed?
Yeah.
Jet run two with a deal. Run it. What a work at? What a work at? What a work at? Just met the plug in here. Name dropping on wax. In the hood, we callin' that stitching. When it touch down, it get missing. I ain't playing with it, no mixing.
shit. I'ma keep it clean like dishes. 28.5 if you fishing. If that price right, we ship it. Both are down in that freight. But y'all lame niggas don't understand that FedEx and that weight. Squares and circles my shape. Keeping food on my plate. That hard is off of them bells and me into that purple train. And I'm straight in here. I keep killers with me like Lando. I just made a joke so my paper good. Now that road is making my hand glow. I'm on a SS just to hold me over till I hop inside of that Lambo. I won't stop balling my pockets fast. Cause I just made them plans home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. See, when I say that, it goes on demand, and thunder comes down. I'm like Zeus. I'm like the god of thunder and light. Boom, boom, boom. We're gonna have a good show for you today. We actually have one of the greatest rappers to ever come out of the city of Houston in the studio here, live in Brown Sugar Studios. You know what I'm talking about. We have him here today for the debut edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And I also got a two-time or three-time Brad Gilmore Show veteran here with me to fill in until Peaches gets here. He goes by the name of, what are you?
Big Daddy Chance.
Yeah. You're changing it up a little bit. Big Daddy Chance. He's going to help me out a little bit. But right now, I want to introduce our guest. He is the captain and leader of Team Run It, which means he has to be in shape. Because he's running it all the time.
Running.
You know, you would think that the muscles and the calves are going to get real good for that. You know what I mean? That has to be good cardio. He's not going to have any heart problems when he gets older. But right now, I want to welcome Mr. Killer Calleon.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I love that he said sir. Anything he says, even if it's not rapping, it just makes me feel elated inside. I'm going to pause on that note because it's not a homosexual thing I just said. But I'm saying I feel elated when you start talking, because I think something dope is going to come out of your mouth. Pause on that one again. I didn't mean for that to be weird either. So right now, we have Mr. Killer Calleon. How you feeling today, man?
Man, I'm feeling like I look, man. I'm just chilling, man. I'm on the Brad Gilmore shows, man. I'm just cooling.
Feeling like he looks like Kill Million Dollar Bill. You are like the king of Houston nicknames. Can we run down a couple of them?
Yeah, man. You know, I was 2 Chainz before 2 Chainz. You know, Saddam, 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz, Shakur, 2 Cup Kill. You know, 2 Cup Shaker, you know, I got a gang of them, you know, Aline Olajuwon, POTUS Thorpe, you know, Kill Million Dollar Bill, Mo Guac Obama, you know what I'm saying? What's Agent 00 Flow?
Yeah.
You know, I got a gang of them, man.
I came up with a couple myself one day. I called them LeBar James, right? Lean Martin instead of Dean Martin. Yeah. That's all I can think of right now.
Charlie Lean. I got a lot of them. Charlie Lean.
Jeremy Lean?
Yeah, Jeremy Lean.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm thinking on the feet. By the end of this interview, I'm going to have like 3-4 new nicknames for you. Oh, you're Conrad Murray the Mic Killer.
Yeah, Conrad Murray the Mic Killer.
That's a good one. See, I didn't understand it when I first read it because I didn't know who Conrad Murray is.
Yeah.
After a quick Google and Wikipedia search, I understood where you came from with that nickname.
Yeah.
Pretty creative. You're a creative fellow, right?
I try to be, you know.
You try to be. I think that's how you dominate this Houston rap game, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. You know, I appreciate, you know.
I would.
I would appreciate
Big Daddy Chance says that, Paul.
I appreciate that though, man. I just, you know, I'm in competition with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in no type of competition with any other rappers. I'm just trying to be the best me. I'm trying to beat me at being me.
Now, your name is your stage name is Killer Callione, right?
Indeed.
Can you explain to me what that means? I'm very confused.
Okay, the name Callione comes from the actual Screwed Up Clique members. My real government name is Kyle.
Kyle.
And you know,
strong name like
you know, in the great old neighborhood of South Park, everybody either got a nickname that end with an O, like I'm Bertho, Laro, Mike O. You know what I'm saying? You know, but Screwed Up Clique member, Big Pokey, Free Marker Run G, you know, owner of Dead End Records, Mike D, all those guys gave me the name Callione. You know, like Kyle, Michael Corleone, Callione.
Oh, Michael Court, Godfather.
Yeah, so, you know, and the killer, Slim Thug, actually gave me the name Killer because everything I got on, I either killed somebody in a rap. That's really originally it
metaphorically
came from.
Killed them, right?
Yeah, metaphorically
don't
killed
incriminate
somebody.
Yourself, allegedly.
Or, you know, I killed, or I killed a beat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I killed a mic, you know, so it's Killer Callione.
Sometimes, like, killer names, like, they kind of frighten me a little bit. Like, because there's Ghostface Killer. And I try to put two and two together. I'm like, Ghostface. To me, that means white face, right? Yeah. And then he's a killer of white faces. I don't like Wu-Tang anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel too comfortable around listening to Ghostface Killer. But okay, Killer Callione. I've always wondered what that means.
Yeah.
I like that. Callione, like Michael Corleone. So you said Big Pokey, you were in the, you know, with the Screwed Up Clique guys.
Yeah,
right?
You know, the first group that I was originally in was Mob Style. And that's a group that was put together by Screwed Up Clique member Big Pokey. And, you know, you go back in the day, like a lot of guys, you can credit the raps, you know. I'm on a couple of Big Pokey's projects. I'm actually on Big Hawk's last project before he passed. And just anything that pretty much was going on, you know, I was a part of, or I had something to do with it. So, you know, back in Pokey Rec Shop days when everything pretty much started up.
It must be crazy for you to be on Hawk's last album, right? Because I saw you, I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday, there was the Hawk RIP tribute, right? I don't want to get too deep in anything too, you know, this quick, but how was it when you got the news that Hawk passed?
I was two blocks from the actual shooting. I heard the shooting when it happened. I was two blocks from it, like literally in my grandmother's driveway in Dead End, one street, two street. I heard the chopper going loose. I heard it. So, you
when
know.
When you were hearing the gunshots, though, did you
We ain't really think
idea,
nothing
huh?
of it. Before he died, probably like an hour before he passed, he came around the corner and got some weed. And we was just all over there playing dominoes in the garage. And he had stopped over there, got something to smoke, and told us he'd be back. He gonna come back and play dominoes. And shit, about an hour later, we heard the gunshots. And we didn't really think nothing of it. You know what
Just
I'm
like
saying? We in the hood.
Thing.
And it was two blocks over. The shit was like stupid loud. And we literally walked down the street to where it happened at. And we were just fucked up. And it was a sad day. You know, to even know that him and his brother died the same way, by the same type of gun. That shit is like shit crazy.
It's like, I don't know, sometimes you think like there's like something has to like line
like
up
it's
for
a
that
premonition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it ain't that, man, you know. I don't like to really think about it that much because he was just more than just somebody I knew rapping. He was a real good friend and one of the guys I looked up to in rap. You know what I'm saying? So I got a mean testimony, man, with this rap shit. Like, I done seen it all. I done been around.
See, people don't realize how much how long you've been around, for one, and two, how many people like you've networked and done the records with and been friends with. People don't really realize, because I've noticed a lot of blogs and stuff around the nation recently, like talking about Killer Callione, like you're a new artist.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, because the game, that's what the game is about, man. You know, like a lot of guys don't really know how to reinvent themselves. You know what I'm saying? They so busy trying to go along to get along.
Yeah.
As you know, that's one of the sayings that I learned from my brother, like, since a kid. He always used to instill in me, bro, don't go along just to get along. Like, if I see everybody else over here wearing red, oh, I'm going to wear red because they got it on. Nah, everybody got on red, I'm going to wear purple today. And I'm going to do me, but I'm going to make the purple look swaggish. And it's just, you know what I'm saying?
Look better than red.
You're damn you right. Know, like, and it's like about
red with a little blue.
It's about reinventing
it
yourself. Like, look at Hov. Look how long Hov has been around. And each year he continues to reinvent himself. That's the thing about rap. You know what I'm saying? At them stages there, it was just all about a hot verse to me. You know, so I really had to sit around and look at all these guys doing what they doing. We cussing on him?
Yeah.
Fucking off millions of dollars and really seeing guys, seeing the drugs take a lot of the rappers under. And then pretty much just seeing how to really stay on top of the game. Like, I've been around when Houston, when it was really the shit, like, nobody from the outside even mattered. Like,
were you talking about late 90s or early 2000s?
Late 90s, early 2000s, just seeing, you know, being in the club when I really wasn't just rapping. You know what I'm saying? I was rapping. Everybody knew I was dope as shit, but this one I used to can just freestyle and I fuck everybody up because everybody literally be thinking I've wrote this shit, and it's just my mind worked so fast like that.
Like, were you always into music when you're younger? You come from a musical family?
Definitely. I've been writing raps since 8 years old.
You remember what your first rap song was called that you ever wrote? I remember back in the day, third grade, Miss Moore's English class, I wrote a record called Money, right? That's what I was talking about. You know, cold hard cash is rolling in. You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember what your first rap you ever wrote? I really don't
remember the first actual rap I wrote, but I remember I lied to Slaughter from Criminal Element, this group. They used to be the shit back in the late 90s. Late mid like 90s, Trinity Guard Cartel. Like, my brother had one of my cousins had wrote a rap, and I found this pad, and I ain't know how to write a rap to save my life, but I wanted to go impress him. So I stole his pad and went down there and was like, man, look, this is what I wrote. He said, what that word is? I said, that's Aslam? Aslam? He said, man, that's asylum, fool. I say, well, shit, man, I just be looking at this shit. I don't be knowing what it mean. I just, you know what I'm saying? Then a partner of mine, Frank, man, used to rap in Fifth Ward Juveniles.
Yeah.
And this is the first time, like, I thought E-Rock was, like, the most gangstest fucking rapper ever in life. And I was at my aunt's house in Fifth Ward. So, Frank, we was in school. We was going to Barbara Jordan around this time. And Frank was, like, Fifth Ward Juveniles was the shit, so... Frank is actually the guy that taught me how to write a rap first.
He was 16 bars.
He explained to me in science class. I remember that shit like the back of my head. Like, he said, bro, I'm going to show you this shit, bro, and you're going to be the baddest motherfucker, I swear to God, ever. Because he's like, bro, how do you just think of this shit like you think? I'm going to teach you how to write a rap. And he fucked up when he done that. Like, literally. And he took me on the story like crazy. Like, he took me to the record shop right there on Lounge, on the corner of Lounge and Lockwood, where it turned Dewey shop, you know what I'm saying, right by the tracks. And when he walked me in, he walked me to E-Rock. E-Rock say, so this the little nigga that be going off, huh? And Frank was like, yeah, this is my nigga I've been telling you about. Like, this nigga nice. So, nigga, I go in there and I walk in the shop, Big Chief, Dewey, Jay Prince, Willie D.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Everybody, like, in the shop. And I'm like, whoa. Like,
so you're aware of all these guys?
I knew who everybody was, but at the time, like, you got to understand, bro, I'm in there with fucking Jay Prince, Willie D.
Yeah.
Chief, the niggas that own the company, like, they all here just to hear me rap.
How did that feel, though? Because those are like, bro, super celebrities.
I nutted up. I couldn't even rap. I rapped probably about 8 bars, and nigga froze the fuck up. It was like, and they were like, go on, start over. I was like, bro, like, I'm too nervous. Like, I can't rap. And from that day on, bro, like, I always was the nigga, like, when a camera or anything was on, if a beat was on, you can be beating on glass, bro. I'd tear that shit to shreds, like. I always could rap, and I just, you know, I just knew from the day when I first looked at Yo MTV Raps, I knew that's what the fuck I was gonna do.
Like back in the like, okay.
It was either that or hoop. It was one of the two.
Good basketball player?
Definitely. I ain't as damn near nowhere near what I used
people
to be.
People in here are saying no. I'm seeing head shaking.
I'm not paying no attention to that shit, bro. We went. I was in fucking side by side with, went all the way to the fucking championships.
Oh, yeah, and, but you lost to Trinidad James?
And Trinidad put that fucking 3-pointer in propane mouth.
I saw that video. He iced propane. Right in the face.
But propane gave the ass the business. Like, me and him tore the ass up all the way through. We went undefeated, but we got fucked out the game. All honesty.
How did it feel to lose to Trinidad James?
Trinidad can who?
Can he really?
He got a little something. Recently, I mean, you got to understand, bro. We not 19 now, and shit no more, bro. Like, I can't do that shit. Like, bro, I literally did that shit every day. Like, that's how I gambled. I hooped every day.
Did you hustle people?
That's what we did every day. We played what we used to. We had a game called White Man Can't Jump.
That's a true statement.
Like,
I have no vertical leap at all. All
right, but you're not a basketball player. So. like, you know, in the movie, like how they'll shoot threes.
Yeah.
We used to play that shit for like 200-300 a game. We'll do that shit and then we'll play 3-on-3. Like, we'll go all over the city just hooping. Like, I did that shit. My whole life, like, that's all I did was hoop and rap and draw.
You had dreams of the league, huh?
I fucked up. Like, I wanted to go. I went to magnet school, like, all my life. Like, the first time I ever tried to go to school in the hood, like, Thomas, I used to wear glasses. And everybody thought just because you wore glasses, I used to whoop everybody ass that even fuck with me about my glasses. And a dude hit my glasses off my face in the hood one day, and I hit his ass in the mouth with a lunch tray and knocked out 8 of that nigga teeth. And mama said, you'll never go to school in the hood. So I went to magnet school all my fucking life. But I played ball. Like, I would never, like, I go in the gym and, like, play with the actual dudes that play for the school, but I bust their ass so much and I never want to play because I ain't want to sit at school. All I ever did was work, but I didn't want to sit at school the remainder of the day, so I didn't give a fuck about even playing for the school half the time.
You just magnet school. Now, see, I could imagine if somebody was making fun of me about my glasses, right? I don't wear glasses. But if I did, I can feel your pain right there. You know what I'm saying?
I done slapped bitches and everything for talking about my glasses. Yes.
And they didn't even know.
I got expelled off the bus for probably like a month. I hit a bitch dead in her mouth. Because a bitch named LaToya Green. I remember that shit. That bitch slapped my glasses off. She liked me, but I ain't like her. So I start fucking with her homegirl, Aisha. That bitch slapped my glasses off. I bopped that bitch dead in her mouth. Bow! Kicked my ass off the bus.
How old were you then?
Man, bro, I was in fifth grade.
Oh, so it's about like 10 or 11? Yeah.
I hit that bitch dead in the mouth. Like, I was anal about my glasses. I always dressed good, but I wore my glasses. And back in the day, people used to make fun of you about this shit. Like, they made fun
Four
of
me. Four eyes type stuff?
Nah, man. Like, my glasses are breaking. My dad was like fucking TSO. The hood TSO, he'll fix your glasses and shit. And he got some Superman frames and put them bitches on Superman arms and put them on my glasses. But they used to ride on my ass at school. But I used to whoop everybody's ass that laughed.
Isn't it funny, though, now if you had those Superman glasses, people would think you're the flyest dude in the world.
Yeah, like shit crazy. Like, I'm looking at the way dressing and shit is now. Like, shit is like real crazy. Now, like the way time really reinvented
itself. Like I said, you've been around hip-hop for a while.
You'll never know how old I am. I'll never tell a
motherfucker. I'm not even going to ask you how old you are, but I know you've been around.
Old enough to party.
You've been around for a minute. What's the biggest change that you've seen in hip-hop from when you started to now 2013?
The biggest change is, like, my mom always say history repeat itself. Like, the way everybody dressing and shit now. Like, I dress like that. Like, that shit is like, to see niggas like doing this shit now is like crazy. Like, I'm looking at homie right here with the flat top right now. Like, and I know this dude ain't number probably about 19, 20. And he got a fucking flat top. I never thought in a million years that shit'd come back. Like, never. You never think that shit'd come back.
Now, here's my question then. Since history repeats itself, are you ever going to go back to throwbacks and braids? I would
never
love to
do braids, but the throwbacks is back.
Are they? Are the throwbacks back?
Is back, but not wearing them shits like me and Slim used to wear them shits. We used to wear them shits damn near ankle, like big clothes.
Gangster gowns, right?
I never want to see that shit ever again.
That's not what they're
tall tees and baggy
tall
pants.
Yeah.
Tall tees and baggy pants. That shit was the worst. Durag with the new era fitted. That shit was like the fucking worst, my nigga. Like, I'd never do that shit ever again.
How'd you link up with Slim?
Actually, like, Chris Ward was part of the Boys in Blue. He was always doing mixtapes with Slim. And so, you know, I rap with Chris Ward and Mob Style. So what, Ward was like, I'm going to take you over there. And, like, I was a dude that always, I always had raps ready. All I did, I never really wrote on beats and shit. So anytime they had a beat, I always had a concept for a beat. I always had a hook. And I went over there and I started going over there gradually with C Ward. And they was like, fuck that shit. We finna form this group. Since y'all from the South, we from the North. And I be on the North a lot. You know what I'm saying? You might as well let's just link this shit up. And we became the Boys in Blue.
And so that's when like the relationships really started blossoming and all that.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's when me and Slim got together. Like, we'll literally make fucking mixtapes in a day. Like, when I go to Studio 9, I see niggas take like a week to make two songs. That shit is like the worst shit I ever seen in my life, because we literally made Having Things in 6 hours, 23 songs.
Well, see, but here's the thing. You also come from the day to where it wasn't all digital on the computer.
And that's the good part about that shit. Like, we paid for studio time.
So you knew how to get all those raps out real quick.
You goddamn right. I'm still like that to this day. Like, I got a plethora of music. Like, the shit is, like, ridiculous.
I like your vocab, your vernacular, plethora. I fucks with that word.
Yeah. I'm not no ignorant.
It's like asylum.
I'm not ignorant at all. Like, the shit crazy. Like, I see everybody. I get in the studio, like, everybody either too high or they just, it's too many distractions in the fucking studio. Like, you can't never, if it take 4 hours to get a verse, that shit is ridiculous. You niggas don't need to rap no more.
What's your ideal studio vibe? When you go in there, is there a lot of weed blazing? Are there females around?
That shit just trendy. I think weed just... Everybody just started. I think when Wiz hit, everybody wanted to smoke weed again. Like, y'all understand, that's one of my partners. Like, the first tour he did, I was on it.
Oh, yeah, you were on Cushion Orange Juice.
Yeah. And, like, this shit crazy, like, how weed just came back at this big-ass explosion to everybody smoke weed. That shit lame. Like, I always was a smoker, but I really wasn't. A lot of motherfuckers don't know, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Like, I did the shit, and I'm allergic to smoke, period. Like,
you're allergic to smoke?
Like, that shit fucks my sinuses all the way up, but I still smoked weed. And what stopped me from finally smoking, I used to smoke Black and Miles. Like, I started smoking them shits, like, trying to be cool. Like, you young, you trying to do something. Like, when I went to the club, I just smoke a Black and Miles to look cool. And I got addicted to them shits. And then I used to smoke weed so much. Like, I was around it so much, I hustled. So I just started smoking. The fuck y'all got going on?
I don't know. Someone's creeping in the door. Paranormal activity. Weird. It's paranormal activity in this.
What's good, brother?
Oh, it's just a homeless man.
Like, okay. I started smoking. Like, I smoked a lot until just one point. I got rushed to the emergency room to where my fucking sinus completely shut down. Like, my shit shut the fuck down. And, like,
I went to a periodontist today.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
dinosaur.
That.
I thought it was a dinosaur too. It's not. It's a tooth guy, right?
Yeah.
So I went there and because I have a tooth that's super messed up, and I was going to get an implant, a tooth implant. You know, I was thinking about going up a cup size. Anyway, so I'm in there and he's looking at my tooth, and he says he has to actually move my sinus like up further into my jaw, and it's like a $6,000 surgery. I'm like, dude, you're not touching my sinus. My sinus is sacred. I have a sacred sinus. It's right there. I don't want anybody messing with my tooth. I'm not paying $6,000 for it. If I'm paying $6,000 for a tooth, I'm going to go get some teeth from Johnny. You feel me?
No bullshit. For $6,000. That's what I paid for my top grill.
That's right. You see, now you feel what I'm saying.
I can dig it, but
$6,000.
You see the irony of that shit? You won't pay $6,000 for a fucking surgery that's going to save your health, but a motherfucker going to spend $6,000. I've done some what I like to call niggerdom in my days. I am a suspect of niggerdom. I've done some dumb shit in my days with money.
What? First of all, before we continue, I want to welcome Peaches, the lovely Peaches, to the studio.
Hey. Yeah.
Big Daddy late. Chance was filling in for you for a minute. Big Daddy Chance.
I'm not acting.
You ain't even know it, Peaches.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
But what I'm about to ask, Killa, you said you're a victim of a derogatory. No, I'm not going to say this. I'll say it in my head all day. Yeah. Derogatory term, African American personism, right?
Yeah, that's niggerdom.
What, yeah, dumb. Say it, niggerdom. Say it, Peaches. Say it so I don't say it.
Niggerdom.
There you go. Okay, what is the most ignorant purchase you've ever made in the history of Killa Kalyon?
Jewelry, period. Like, I've had so much jewelry
Why is jewelry an investment?
It is an investment. See, when I'm from the streets, Peaches. Like, when you buy ice.
Every time somebody do that, y'all gotta, like, I'm from the streets.
No, I'm finna explain why. I'm finna explain to you why. See, jewelry is your gateway. That's one investment you make as a street nigga to when you get in trouble, you can go hock that shit. You can go, like, right here on Dialing the Wolves, and you can go get that shit, and whatever you put into it, you get right back. Like, in the streets, it's your trophies. It's trophies. But now, a lot of these niggas got jewelry that you can't go pawn.
Killer, I do know that. What you don't know about me is...
Only jewelry I've ever bought was from the suburbs. And it was from my hoes back in high school.
I think one of the most ignorant purchases I've made jewelry-wise, I spent my first expensive watch, I think I spent like 15 racks on it.
$15,000 on a watch?
Yeah, the first watch.
Did it do something?
It was rose gold right when I got my badge. But I had jewelry before then. So that was the most ignorant. What? Nah, that can't be because my Jacob was 25 racks.
You're just shitting on life right now, all right? No one in here has ever had a Jacob for 25 racks.
That's when the Jacob shit was like hot.
Where it was like
my first chain probably was a 2-3-4 chain. And that motherfucker was worth probably like 20 bands, and I got rid of that and got me a K, diamond encrusted K, about 3-4 inches. It was like 12,000. And once I did that, I bought my FU2 necklace. I spun 9 racks on that.
Where are you getting this money? Is this mixtape money at this point? Is this
no
album
I
money?
Hustled. I sold dope. I ain't ashamed to say it.
Oh, okay. Like, you were hustling.
I always work. I always had a damn good job. Like, that's really why I didn't go to college, because in school, they had job course, so I worked for the city. Okay. I was like one of the youngest supervisors. Like, I became a supervisor, like, damn near close, like, about 18, 19. So I always had a job.
So you've always been business savvy.
Yeah, I like money.
And he likes
I love money,
sure.
But I also like to have a backup plan for my money, so I hustled. And when I hustled on and off the clock. God forgive me, but I did. You
man,
know what
God
I'm saying?
Gives all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, I didn't have any. I was at the time staying with my parents. I ain't have shit else to do with bread, so I fucked it off religiously. I always was the kid when I always had to. Everybody that knew me, I had to be the first with everything. So Jordans and shit. Like I still got shit from high school, like a sneaker collection. I always been what they call the new boot sneaker is. Everybody that got all the retros. That's what I call them. Like, I've been doing that shit, so I just always was a flashy, flamboyant, good with the dress.
You seem to be an innovator of sorts, like you said, you know, you're the first to do everything, right?
I always pride myself off that.
What's something that you did with your music that you feel like no one else has ever done?
Musically?
Yeah, that's a good question. I got to pat myself on the back for that one. That was good.
Musically, what I've done?
Stumped him. Yeah.
Damn, I've done a lot of shit that I've had a bunch of swagger jacking going on.
So name some.
Who are people who've swagger jacked from you?
I'm not going to put nobody on blast.
Hey, I'm trying to get downloads here.
You
right,
know,
dog.
I ain't gonna put nobody on blast.
And then I'll be like, I heard.
Nah, because that's being messy. I ain't messy. But
I'm
being
messy, not you.
I mean, with the I don't partake in being messy.
But it's
I don't do that
because it's the truth.
No, nah, I mean, no, that's not being the truth. Ain't no, you know. I mean, everybody has took bits and pieces from everybody in rap.
Okay, so let's say who are some people who influenced your style?
Hov, off the greatest rapper
of all time,
known
right?
To man. Is Jay-Z.
Finally a rapper.
I feel like that's a cliche answer.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's bullshit.
It's like, not.
I don't care. I think it's a cliche answer.
Okay. You think it's a cliche answer?
I feel like
why would you think
every time
that?
You ask a rapper that's their answer.
Hov?
Yeah.
I mean, that's God. That's why he called himself Hov. He God. That nigga is the best rapper. Name a man 43 years old right now rap fucking circles around anybody. Like, Kendrick Lamar,
I didn't
so
say
far,
that he
so far.
It. I just said it's a cliche answer.
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, it's just like who you do you believe in God? Yeah, I believe in God. Damn, that's such a cliche answer. Like, that's the truth.
He's got a point there, Peaches.
I mean, like, that's an oxymoron, damn near.
Jesus.
I mean, he's the Jesus of rap. Nobody.
What about Eminem?
No.
You don't think Eminem technically raps better?
No. And I don't think that's like politically correct to say that. I call him, and this is no racial slur, because the white boy got the juice.
Yeah.
I will give it to him. But what I don't like is he can talk about getting fucked by his daddy.
Yeah.
Getting raped by kids, suicide, murdering his gal. But Rick Ross talk about putting a molly in a bitch drink, and this nigga lose millions of dollars.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Something ain't right about this picture right
what
now.
Do, what do you?
He took lashings, though. Eminem took public lashings. Like, there was
he certain, didn't, Eminem he, didn't lose a fucking thing.
But
did he have the same endorsements to begin with,
check
though?
Out, killer.
Yes.
Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested and demonstrated.
I'm hated
against.
By niggas every day.
He's
like
signs
my own
for my wicked rhymes.
Yeah, my own people hate on me every day. So, you know, I like haters. If you got some and you want to give them to motherfuckers to me, give them to me. I love them. they actually let me know that I'm doing something good. When I don't have the motherfuckers, that's when I'm going
to
be scared.
That's the day you need to worry. Now, I have two questions about what you brought up. So, first of all, are you saying...
You like how I ran from that other question?
No, I'm coming back to you. So, first of all, you're saying that M can't be a better rapper than Jay because he talks about getting raped by his father?
Nah, I mean, I'm going to tell you why everybody... Let me give you a breakdown...
I appreciate
of being a great rapper and why Hov is the best. What y'all fail to realize in a lot of this shit, being that I'm a witty rapper, bro, everybody can rap. It comes from style.
Yeah.
Style first, conceptual, and your delivery. The dude has so many different styles. M has this little one style that I've heard a lot of people try to mimic, but they really can't mimic that style of rap. Holding a concept, storytelling. M has all of that shit. But the difference in M and Jay, M is damn near a reflection of Jay. Jay just ain't white. The same way they came up the same, they both were battle rappers. But the difference in Hov been doing this shit so long and has never took a L. Everything has got better and better. And M can rap his ass off and rap his ass off and make a hit record.
Yeah.
M do the same thing.
Yeah.
But consecutively and undisputed, while Hov just
now,
the
I will,
best.
This is what I will agree with. I agree that Jay-Z has never put out, well, most every album he's ever put out has been gold.
He's put out one whack ass.
Well,
project.
Let's see. Are we thinking the same one?
It's Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come.
This is worse shit.
That
today.
Record was terrible.
I'm gonna say this.
Volume 3 was okay.
I'm gonna say this. Volume 3 was dope.
It was okay.
I'm gonna say this. I've heard M get on some records, and I would have expected a little more. Hov get on people's shit. The wackest verse that I think I've heard Hov do.
High remix.
Whack. I like you, boy.
Yeah.
I like you. I like you. The high remix And when my second favorite rapper of all time tore his ass up on his own song on Big Pimpin'.
Bun or Pimp?
Bun tore his ass up on that song.
Bun kind of came through. Now, when you
make the king go rewrite a verse.
See, okay, that's what I was about to bring up. I heard recently, and I don't know if this is true or not, maybe you can shed some light on this. I heard that Jay went back and did that second verse because UGK technically owned more of the publishing than Jay did. So that's the only reason he went back and did it. I always thought that Bun killed him.
I don't know the truth to none of that. I did hear Pimp didn't even want to do the fucking song.
Yeah, because he thought it was too friendly.
At all. And then what a lot of people don't know, they didn't actually shoot. They didn't actually shoot the video in all of the same place. Like, they shot that shit in Trinidad somewhere.
Yeah.
And Pimp shot his shit. He had his Benz shipped to Miami, and he shot his shit in Miami.
Yeah, Pimp said that he thought it was too friendly for him, and it was too commercial.
But that's their biggest record today, and he got the most noticeable verse.
That's one of the most memorable verses from any Houston artist in the history of
hip-hop. Yeah, one of the most sampled in Houston history, too.
All my car got leather and wood in my hood.
Smoking out, pulling up, keeping lean off in my cup.
Everything about that. Now, here's the thing. So we bring up Jay. You said high remix, whack.
Yeah.
He got smashed on Big Pimpin'. What about Renegade with M?
M went the fuck in. M went the fuck in.
M got him on that record.
On Renegade. But this what y'all got to understand, bro. Like, when this man already has done his verse, that's just like on the Kendrick Lamar song. Ooh, Kendrick tore his ass up.
Yeah, no,
Kendrick
J-R-K
told you
verse.
It took him 3 days to write that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't mean to toot my own horn, bro. I don't give a damn if you in the same room. I don't give a damn. If you send me a rap, I'm treating your shit like it's mine. We can sit in the same room and write our shit together. And I guarantee you, I'm going to make a motherfucker think twice.
I'm
confident in my raps. My partner / my camera, one of my damn good friends, he know it. I just feel like that. I'm never in competition, but I feel like I gotta set the bar on whatever song I'm on. I don't give a damn if I'm first or last. I'm gonna make your ass go rewrite it. I don't give a fuck if it's Hov or whoever.
I feel like if I get
on the beat with him, I'm going to tear his ass up. And that's just how I feel. Am I angry? I'm just passionate about music.
He's sensitive about his shit.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm that confident in me. Like, I'm one of the rappers that I just feel like I can't get on nobody verse and give them no throwaway verse. I can't do that shit. I've never done that.
That's good. More people should be like that.
No half-ass verses coming from.
No, I'm not finna be high at the studio. Take me no 4-5 hours to write no rap. I ain't gonna be too drunk to do it. I'm gonna not. One problem I might have, if I do a song with you, I probably don't even fucking remember the verse because I do so many of them bitches a day.
I've seen you at a show actually to where like you were doing the verse and you're like,
That's why I don't smoke weed like no more. That's why I can't do it, because I literally in Fitzgerald's when me and Crip was performing, I forgot my whole fucking verse. Like, I didn't even know it. I was so high, like I was on stage like looking like, I know I say this, but damn, I done forgot.
I think I saw you at South by U Doe and Emilio Rojas.
I did not remember that fucking verse at all. I didn't, and I told them. And they were just, everybody was so anal about me, like my assistant. You got to do this verse. You got to do this. You got to do it. And I'm like, I don't know it.
Dope Easy or Emilio Rojas impersonation?
I don't know it. Nah, that was Lauren. That was my assistant. You got to do it. You got to do it. It's just the look. I say, man, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to get up there. Now, if I don't know this motherfucker, don't be mad. But knowing me, I'm one of them good pick and roll guys. I got up there, and I stopped the beat, and I did a verse off Trill that ain't nobody ever fucking heard.
I peeped that. I
just said a verse.
You can tell you're a performer for doing it.
And I came back. But I'm a snitch on Doe. Dover got his shit too.
Oh yeah, I think didn't they have to bring the record back for Doe?
Yeah, that's me and Lil Bro. That Lil Bro.
I want to talk about your relationship with Doe Beezy a little bit. I you know, we've had him on the show how many more times than we can count?
I don't even want to talk about it. Doe's always here.
I don't even like talking to Doe anymore. Like I used to want to stop and say what's up and like catch up. Now I just dap him up, keep it moving. We actually do this thing where we don't even shake hands. We just pat each other on the shoulder as we walk by each other. But I remember he told me that the y'all met at a best rapper in Texas competition or something like that, and he started rapping in your face. Is this true?
Yeah, he rapped. It was at the Kickback. Like I went there. I really came in there. I didn't even know they was having the shit. Like I got a shopping addiction. Like I was in SF2 buying some shit to match whatever kicks I had, and the shit was going on, and I was in there, and they end up making me judge. So it was like a no brainer. Like, and it was ridiculous. And I was like, man, this little motherfucker is dope. But he reminded me so much of me.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be the same way. Like, and that shit damn near was like looking, it looked like a flashback. And from then on, like, as he kept going and kept going, and then he got in my face the same shit I used to do. And I say, this shit can't be happening. This little motherfucker is nice. And from that day on, like, I just been fucking with him. Because I wanted to do for him what nobody never done for me. You know what I'm saying? And to let people know, like, you know, if the city was more like that, it'd be more shit going on. But it's a chief, too many chiefs, not enough Indians type of city.
Yeah.
With music, and it's so much dry, undercover hating going on that, you know, it'll never be no unity in this shit, because motherfuckers will say it's unified and be smiling in your face and be in the club talking around some bitches and don't even know the bitches that they talking around, and the bitches going to come back and tell you everything that was said, and then you just see the motherfuckers. I see me. I'm the type. I'm such an asshole that I know you talking about me, and I just keep fucking with you and talking to you knowing that you don't like me. And I just sit there and just keep fucking with you. Cause
see all the bullshit they're about
to
say?
I just know that you don't like me. We do it. Me and Dave do the shit all the time. We just be just go fuck with them. But we know they don't like us. Let's just sit over here and just do
nigga shit. Let's just sit on their couch and be on their show. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be interviewing us. They don't even.
I don't give a damn if you don't like me. I don't care. Like,
just playing killer. Don't get sensitive.
Not you, Brad.
Don't get sensitive.
No. I was talking in reference to period. Like, I don't care.
Killer can sit on the couch. This is a therapeutic session.
I'm not no woman. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what does that mean?
I mean, woman, a female is a more sensitive being. You know, being that you're a man, you expect it to be dominant. Being a woman, y'all got that softer side. Like, you know,
I know some soft.
You so touchy, Peaches.
I am.
You're very touchy. I'm a woman. You so touchy.
It's my birthday, and you ain't told me happy birthday. I got a whole attitude.
I mean, my bad. Happy birthday, baby. black folks always want.
I don't like the way you said it.
I mean, it's another. Like, I don't even. There you go. Chance for the assist.
And Hood Star Chance comes in.
You ain't even got nothing to do with this. You don't even go here.
This isn't a high school, Peaches.
You don't even go here.
You don't even go to this school, Chance.
You don't even go to this school.
Hey, Chance held it down. Look, Big Daddy Chance held it down.
It was so much traffic.
Pause.
I made a whole new way to get here.
Where, a whole new world.
I have like three minute songs of him doing this.
That was just the livest phone call ever.
Who was that?
My tattooist. I'm going back under the needle Saturday.
Why are you so excited?
I love tattoos.
You're talking about a tattoo.
I just love
like
tattoos. I love.
If you had to put a number on how many you have, what would you say?
I got 47.
He knows. If you had to put a number on 47.5, they didn't finish that one.
I
on my leg.
47.
Like total pieces or
47. 47 tattoos. I'm covering my whole. I'm gonna cover everything but my penis, probably. Yeah. My ass.
You let him know where it's at.
And thighs.
And his thighs. That's gonna be kind of awkward if it like if it just stops around like the waist level and then continues down past the knee.
It's a little strange.
It looks like you have permanent stockings on.
I see some that's just completely fucking terrible though. Like I got partners, but these boys will spend hundreds of thousands on cars and jewelry, but spend $10 on a bullshit tattoo. Like I hate that shit.
So with you having so many, what's your preference with women in tattoos?
Hey, here we go.
Just have some nice ones. Don't have no Dago's tattoos. No, I mean
all
Dago
mine
tattoos.
Came from Dago's. I just want to put that out there.
Damn.
All your tattoos came from Dago's?
All but like
this
two.
This is what I don't understand. Like damn. When I talk to people, how much your tattoos cost? My dude charged $150 an hour. Damn, that's high. Goddamn, you'll go buy four bundles of hair for $8,000. That's fake.
Yeah, like, hey,
this shit crazy.
That's a good point.
That's a good move.
I don't buy bundles. This is synthetic, and it was $5 a thing.
Oh, mine's Indian hair.
You got Indian in your fans. Yeah, man. But yeah, shit just crazy though. But nah, like back to what she was saying. I shine away.
Are mine tacky? Do mine look bad? I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm not going to sit up here and bash your tattoos.
I ain't ask you to bash them.
Like
I mean,
I'm going
to
be a whole ass nigga and wait till after the show and go outside and be like, bitch, tattoos are weird.
I mean, you such a real asshole. You can tell me now.
I'm just playing peaches. Nah, but I'm not sitting there eyeball fucking your tattoos right now. I'm not.
I didn't say, dude, I'm just asking.
I can't really see them. I don't see them.
Let me see.
They're tiny.
They are tiny.
But not no disrespect to, like, you got shit that, to me, it seemed like you got meaning in your shit. Like, yours don't look like.
Oh, some of these are
like
spring.
You didn't go get number 32 on the wall, like the Chucky doll that
nah,
I see
by 100.
Nah, but
this peace sign right here has absolutely no meaning.
That's cool. It's just a peace sign. I like your tattoos. They not all, they ain't niggerish.
Not yet.
They're light.
Not yet.
You gonna get a little ratchet?
I am.
That's the word. They not ratchet at all. You got the tramp stamp, Peaches?
No.
You ain't get the tramp stamp?
Not yet.
You don't got left cheek, right cheek tattoo?
I'm gonna get a tattoo on my ass cheek one day. I gotta get married.
Well, you gonna
first.
Get tatted on your ass?
Why you gotta get married to get an ass tattoo?
Hey, she does things in reverse. I don't understand it either.
What if I meet a man that don't like my ass tattoo? And I want to marry him. He want to marry
if it's
me.
A sexy tattoo on the ass, I'm
I
want to
get
it.
I want to get a naked bitch
on your ass.
Yup.
I'm finna get a naked bitch
on your ass.
Not on my penis.
I thought you wasn't tatting that. That's what you just said.
I want to get a mouth on my dick just to make it look like I'm getting head every day when I pee.
I want to get the dictionary tattooed on my penis.
God damn.
I have enough foreskin.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
You know,
I got hang time.
There you go.
Salt and Pepper wrote that song about me.
Whoa,
Big Daddy Chance.
Why do you call him that?
Is that not his name now?
No.
I thought you changed your name.
Who?
Big Daddy Chance.
Big Daddy Chance.
Now on that ass.
You was Big Daddy Chance in a room full of men.
No, I was texting girls at the same time. Oh,
I did, it's cause I was running late and I had to get dressed.
Say that again. What happened?
Is it cause it's my birthday? That's what I have to go through today. Is that what this is?
She in a birthday suit on her birthday.
And leave her bra at home, and her nipples was staring at me when she walked in, and I told them, "What's up?" And they didn't even speak back, so I'm kind of mad.
What else?
She has some very rude titties. They have no manners at all.
I don't have titties. Dogs have titties, first of all.
I don't know what that means.
I have breasts.
You mean bitches have titties?
Hey, however you want to say it.
Hey, whatever. That's weird, awkward. Awkward. I don't know how I want to say it. I haven't phrased it in my head fully. Okay, hey. What we're going to do right now, Killa, we're going to do a little game, all right?
No problem.
We're going to hit you with a bunch of questions, right?
Cool.
And you have two answers. You have option
cool.
A, option B.
Cool.
And you got to give
he
us the first
options. We didn't discuss options.
Oh, cool.
It's,
come
it's
on
one
with
or two. So you're going to do the first. We're going to alternate. One, you do one, I do two. You do three, I do all four. All right,
cool. Let's do it.
All right,
am
we're
going
to start.
First
this
or
is
you
the,
going
this
first?
Is the new segment called the Quick 10.
What?
Am I going first or are you going first?
Quick 10. They doing some new shit on me.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Flip mode. Busta Rhymes. What's good? Don't
brand
touch
new.
Me now.
We
ain't
even
water
practiced
on
it yet.
Yeah, this is new. This is fresh.
Brand spanking new. Right here, right now.
Peaches, you
down.
Go first. I'll go second.
All
right.
Snapbacks or fitteds? You taking too long. Come
both.
On.
No, you have to choose
you
one or the other.
Choose. Pick. Make a decision. Be a man.
It's a fucking hat.
Snapbacks or fitted, killer?
I'm fitted.
Fitted. Okay. Red bones or yellow bones?
That's a dumb question.
I didn't make that, Brad did.
That's dumb because it's a red bone and a yellow bone is the same thing.
Oh, no. If it was the same thing, they wouldn't have to do
I've always wanted to know how that works. So let's take a break. Can you break that down?
What's it?
Because I want to know the difference.
Yellow is a yellow. We call them red bones and yellow, but it's just either it's either or.
I've been told differently.
I thought
what school you went to, Brad?
Huh? A lot of them. No, Lamar High School and
no,
the University
to stop
of Houston.
Right there, but I got to give him his card.
Give me
that
a card.
Man went to the school that I was supposed to go to.
Yeah.
Lamar Senior Girls, some of the baddest bitches ever to come out of
man,
the city. Lamar has had some of the baddest bitches. A lot of yellers went to Lamar.
There were some yellers.
Yellers.
There were some yellers.
You had yellers.
It's yellow.
Had?
Yeah, it's a yellow and a red bone.
You had yellers?
But nah,
yellers.
Nah, yellow bone, red bone, same thing.
See,
bro.
I've heard different. Okay, we'll go to the
I
next
mean,
question.
Those,
this is going to be a hard one.
Biggie
or Tupac?
Let's go.
Biggie
or Tupac? That is, that's, I plead no contest on that. Rap wise.
You haven't answered not a one question.
You sure haven't.
Who the fuck came up with these questions?
Bro, I was in a rush. I was going to the periodontist.
I knew Brad came up with the red bone, yellow bone shit. I knew that. I know people.
Hey, not too much, all right?
No,
I know about my
African
American women.
For me, that one would have went ass and titties.
I'm the real MGK.
Ass.
I'm the real MGK.
All day.
Wait, is that one question?
You no. can have a palm full of titty. I wouldn't give a damn about
okay,
that.
Okay, what about this one? Ether or Takeover?
Ether or Takeover? What the fuck is that?
Ether by Nas or Takeover by Jay?
Oh, Ether.
Dumbass.
Ether.
What? Ether.
Ether. Nas destroyed him.
Y'all
that's the first
tripping.
Loss. That's the first loss that Jay ever took was
that,
to
that
Nas.
That beat is trash. And all he did was call him gay a bunch of times.
But the thing what y'all don't understand is
understand.
You can tell the new generation is about to beat.
No. Here's the thing. Jake came with facts on him. He said, I know who I paid God. Searchlight
Brad put
Publishing.
Because he wanted to have this
right?
conversation.
Right.
I mean, cool, but
ask
that don't.
Nas, he don't want it with Hov.
That don't mean shit. A loss is a loss. I don't give a damn.
He didn't lose.
That's just like all the Chicago fans thought them boys were going to beat the Heat. And the Heat came back and bust their ass down to about 40 to show you that was an accident. But back to the questions. Biggie or Pac? Everybody that knew I was real big on lyricism. So I love Pac.
Yeah.
Two different types. Of,
two different
Biggie,
types of
Biggie, what my argument with New York is the man only put out two fucking albums, bro.
Thank you. That's why you can't
he only
say
put out
the greatest
two.
Of all time.
So the greatest rapper ever at that point. I felt like Biggie. I loved Biggie because Biggie was more swagged up.
Oh yeah,
and Biggie had live lyricism, but Pac was just
he had the heart.
Man,
behind it, you know what I'm saying?
Pac was just dope. So I have to go ahead and take Pac this time.
Okay, Godfather or Scarface?
Why are you taking all the questions?
Oh, my bad.
Godfather or Scarface?
Yeah.
Godfather because his run was longer than Face. Face was an asshole. He was stupid. Any motherfucker that get high off his own supply, that's rule number one in these streets. Don't get high off your own supply.
I think you're the first rapper who said Scarface, not the rapper Scarface. Scarface the character was stupid.
Yeah, that was the
it
he
was
done
dumb.
Stupid shit. Like, but half them rappers ain't even street niggas. They was good boys that hung around bad boys. So they opinion don't count no way.
Kobe or LeBron?
LeBron, fuck do you mean?
Man,
is that
killer,
even,
don't get offended.
Brad came up with these questions.
I'm getting offended because fuck Kobe.
I agree with that statement.
LeBron is anybody that know Killer Kalion know I'm LeBron over everything.
Right.
And
you
I'm
like,
that, and I'm passionate about that.
Clearly.
I see that. He got mad about
because
that.
Because it's
mad
this.
About everything.
He's because what well, LeBron is LeBron has done everything that Kobe has not done. Like he's done everything that Kobe has not done on his own. Now everybody want to say that he went and joined another man's team. Yeah. Newsflash, everybody, did y'all not see the press conference when Dwayne Wade said, this is LeBron's team. This is LeBron's team.
Damn. So you think they're gonna double back?
Man, if he was a rapper, his rap name would be Two Rings.
Yeah. Okay, do you like performing live or recording in the studio?
I love both.
Why can't you answer a question?
You're a very indecisive person.
I am very indecisive. I'm an Aquarius.
I don't know what the difference is.
I don't either.
January what?
I'm February the 12th, Abraham Lincoln birthday.
Shout out
presidential, to baby. That's why I got the presidential role. Nah, I would say
that he's an Aquarius.
I'm gonna tell you why though, and we're very indecisive people. I would say recording first.
Yeah,
because the way I prepare my material and the way that I lay my material, I lay it as if I'm performing, and I've learned that from the two greatest rappers known to man, Kanye and Jay-Z. I've learned from those guys. They don't do no dubbing. They don't do overdubs. Yeah. They do straight dry tracks because I'm not gonna be able to perform an ad lib.
It does sound
I used to do all that shit. That shit pointless though.
Because Jay's come up on his performance. He hasn't always been throwed. You have to remember, like, old Jay.
He always been live to me because he was just so smooth.
Yeah,
no hype man. One bruv, this one take Jake we talking about, man. That man just the dopest ever. The richest, the
what's your
dopest.
What's your favorite Jay album?
Favorite Jay album today, American Gangster.
Yeah, that's my number two. I like Blueprint a little more. But why American Gangster?
Because it just he went back to that essence.
It was like he was hungry again. You know what I mean?
Shit
like,
was. I mean, he got around Jeezy. Jeezy shock treatment his ass with that nigga. You from the streets. And that nigga just went crazy. He had a good influence. When you get influenced by some shit to want to do work, that's when the best work going to come. I think what you never supposed to do in this game is get relaxed.
Yeah.
The day you get relaxed is the day your career over with. Because when you worship money, before you really worship and have the passion, money, when this shit not fun no more, that's when it's a wrap.
It was very eloquently said. Right, Peaches?
I don't know. I'm still mad he was yelling. I was thinking of some more questions.
Come on,
y'all talking about Jay-Z. I didn't grow up on Jay-Z. I tell you this every time y'all have a Jay-Z
Soldier Boy problem.
So I kind of zone out when they get to,
who
like
you,
when he talks about
who
wrestling.
Who you grew up on? Just give me an example of what's dope to you.
I don't pick like that. Like, I don't, it's not how I do my music.
You're hosting a music.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like music and I like certain songs. I'm just not somebody who can sit up here and name an entire Jay-Z discography or.
I can in order.
You probably really can.
That's why I fucks with this dude.
Like, I like his music. I just didn't. I'm not one of those.
Who you grew up on? Like, give me the main dude you think that's just dope.
I grew up with more underground music. I've always been in with underground music. Like, I grew up, like, listening to Boosie, like, before Boosie was, like, with Webby. Like, when he was with Concentration Camp. Or
I remember
like,
all that. And
like,
when he was with CeeLo.
I listened to Dirty Boys and.
To my Dirty Boys that was signed to Ravelite from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys from mm-hmm. the Sip and all that. Yeah, I know about all that, baby.
So I used to. That's
I am a fucking walking jukebox.
Are you a hip hop nerd? Would you consider yourself a hip hop nerd?
Very much so a hip hop nerd.
But then I listen to like country and classical and.
Oh, yeah. See, I was brought up on country and then I made my way into hip hop. Actually, first time I ever heard Killer Caliona, any song, was the most random mixtape in the world. It was Mike Jones running for president. And I think it was called Set It Off in the Club. I think is the name of the record. Am I right? Were you and Bun and Mike?
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever heard Killer Cali.
Yeah.
If I had to pick, I would say I'm a really big fan of T.I.
T.I.'s dope.
If I had to pick.
He's in a hot tub time machine right now.
What do you mean by that?
He's not dope is what he used to be. I think.
He's definitely.
I think his absence.
But I liked him before he. Before.
Paper Trail was his Rubber last Band good album, Man. In my opinion.
I just like T.I.
Urban Legend. is the baddest motherfucking trap music.
No, that's his best. It's one of his best albums. I'm saying the last
trap music and Urban Legend is the baddest T.I. albums known to man.
All the way.
That's when Kanye did like three records on trap music.
Man, but see, that King album was vicious too.
King cool, but it ain't fucking with trap music and Urban Legend. See, I liked it. I like to hear shit in its rarest and rawest form, bro, with these dudes. And it's like, I think Jail fucked it up for Tip.
Hey, Jail.
Jail fucked it up for Tip. Why? I think it did. Because he had damn near 5-year absence from rap, bro.
Yeah.
Like he had a a year away from rap is damn near like a 10-year setback, bro, in this shit. Because shit changing so much. Like, the goofy shit that they saying is jamming right now, this shit not jamming. There's a lot of not jamming shit going on right now that everybody think like they're comparing.
I'm from Dallas. I came from the dance movement. Like when I came to Houston, it was Dallas music and Lil Wayne. That's it. That's all that was in the club. Dallas music. Lil Wayne.
Chance
Lil Wayne.
Called that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she a Wayne head. I knew
I'm
that from the jump.
Head.
She grew up in the generation where I hear a lot of dudes say Wayne better than everybody, and I just be wanting to slap their ass with
Me and Killer get along better than
I grew up with like Hot Wayne, Boys, but not like Wayne dope, like that. Like I was a bigger fan of Turk and BG than I was Wayne.
Nah, I always thought Wayne had some.
Wayne was.
I'm not saying he didn't have anything. I'm just saying.
And then
like,
Juvie for me.
Juvie was first with me.
You think he was first?
Juvie was first.
That dude was bad, man.
55% of these rappers is fake. The other 45% can handle their weight.
Yeah. Man, you can always kind of pick out the stars in the group. Like, when I first heard Leaders of the New School, right?
Busta.
Like, you just listen to it, and you're like, Busta. Like, you just knew.
Charlie Brown was dope, too, in the
Charlie
group.
Brown was dope.
Charlie Brown was
See,
dope.
See, here's the thing.
I bet
Brown,
she don't know who the fuck we talking about right now, dude.
No, but look, here's Charlie Brown had that chance. Charlie Brown could have been as big as Busta. But after, like, Leaders, like, you know.
I knew Busta always was going to be the dude, though.
After the second Leaders album, right, and then they disband or whatever.
Yeah.
On Yo MTV Raps, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they disband on television. Like, Charlie Brown.
Dude, he's a student, boy. This is a geek, hip-hop geek. I love this.
But
I love actually having a conversation with somebody that know music. To, like, somebody opposed to just start listening to rap 2 years ago. You know, because
when
I
first start listening to rap, you get it. You only listen like the stuff that's on the radio.
Yeah, but
first, like when I first got heavy into rap, my favorite rapper was Rich Boy.
That's dope. That's dope. Because I was signed to Interscope right when Rich Boy first had pop. When they threw the whole fucking building at him. But what a lot of people don't know, if you don't got that second, third, fourth, and fifth record to follow this shit up, you're done.
How was your time over there at Interscope?
I mean, my album was done the day I got signed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So why didn't we ever get to...
They did not know. Like, they did not know how to... Everybody just now getting hip to the Houston sound.
Yeah.
Damn near...
You do have a quote.
8 years later.
Yeah. When it hit that big wave.
Like, we was there, bro. Like, they did not know. What the fuck? What is this shit? Like, they wouldn't even let none of the Houston artists work together.
I remember Slim was on the show, and Slim was telling us that, like, he had to actually, like, pay to get a Bun feature.
You're damn right. I witnessed all of that.
What was that about?
It was just the labels. Everybody was at different labels, and the shit was so hot and fresh, and didn't nobody know how to do what. One label didn't want, like, Steel Tipping was huge, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was ridiculously huge.
That's like a South legend. I mean, that's an anthem in the South.
Yeah.
Like... That That's shit, like, and that was Slim's song that he had gave the Swiss House and gave to Mike Jones. Like, with everybody on that song, bro, like, the labels didn't want to lose no money on what was going to be the next big record. Like, damn, if they do another one of them songs and that shit just be big, because notice everything that they put out then was stupid. Like, Sitting Sideways by Pow Wow was stupid.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you had Still Tipping by Mike Jones song. Stupid.
Yeah. Another level.
And Slim song, Like a Boss. Stupid.
That might be actually the biggest out of the three records you just named. I think Like a Boss might be the biggest out of those three. I would say Still Tipping.
Still Tipping was.
Think about, yeah, but, I was going to say no.
Like a Boss.
Like a Boss was a good song for him. I mean, he's Tipping was still
Like a Boss is getting parodied
song.
By people on the side.
For real,
Live
fuck that whole album up. Like, I said, damn, I probably shouldn't have, but for real, fuck that album up. Like, because he was, it was just trying, no, it was just, he wasn't familiar with what the sound was. Honestly, Boss of All Bosses was the baddest motherfucker. That was Slim's first album. The Already Platinum should have been like the third album on the scale, because they tried to take his shit through the roof too fast.
Yeah.
Like when they put Jay-Z on, I ain't heard of that, was the Change Clothes remix, what a lot of people didn't know. That's when the song Change Clothes, you know, I ain't heard of that, was the remix. And, you know, Pharrell just wanted to come with a big record, and they made it too big too fast, you know. Because he wasn't clearing none of the fucking records that was actually the hits. All the hits off Already Platinum.
Because I remember the early
the records
version
that he didn't
out.
Do.
And the early version was jamming.
It was retarded.
That first Already Platinum, the bootleg, the drop was
ridiculous. Which Slim, like, I was at every song that got made, I was at every session. But the crazy part about this Houston shit, like, now it's like, it's cool for everybody else to do Houston except Houston.
That's what I wanted you to talk about. You said in Doe's song, you know, I like retro. I don't need a new Houston. She a slut now.
Everybody do Houston. Yeah. It's the truth. Everybody rocking grills. Everybody sip serve now. Like, the same niggas that I'm seeing on TV love, and they just certified serve drinkers. I done been in the studio with these lame ass niggas, and they looked at me like I was crazy. Man, what the fuck is you drinking? Like, bro, this that shit. Like, when y'all niggas get hold of this shit, it's gonna be an epidemic. I said that shit in like 04 in the studio, 03, 04 in the studio with G's, and like, cuz, what you drinking? It's that shit. You niggas gonna be double cupping and everything, nigga, soon. Nigga, that shit spread like AIDS around the motherfucking rap community, nigga.
Everybody was sipping syrup, man.
Everybody is sipping syrup.
Everybody's still sipping syrup.
But that's what's fucking it up in the street right now. But that's a whole nother conversation. We ain't gonna talk about that, but yeah. I mean, like, they tried to put this face on it, like, this is the new Houston. The fuck? New Houston? Nah, nigga, this is Houston. Like,
yeah.
You don't hear no new New York, no new Atlanta. You don't hear all this shit. You just hear, this is Atlanta now. Like, they tried to put a tag on New Houston. They tried to make these certain group of artists like, oh, this is the new Houston. Ain't no fucking new Houston, nigga. It's Houston. That's just it. What it is.
Plain and simple.
The motherfucker was trying to take credit for that shit. Like, this is new Houston. No fucking Houston, nigga. This is Houston.
It's just Houston, man.
Yeah.
So, in your career, so you're at Interscope, right? And then Slim decided he went out of the deal with Interscope, right? And Jimmy, so they split. And then soon after you kind of felt went your own way and left Boss Hog Outlaws.
Yeah, to be my own man, because that's what this shit about, bro. Like, you can get shadowed in a lot of situations. Like, you never going to be the man around somebody that is the man. You got to be your own man in this shit. Like, you'll never be your own man sitting around a nigga that's hot following his every move.
Yeah.
You got to be your own man. Like, that's what this shit about.
You're with Slim.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to be my own boss.
Yeah,
so,
got
how
to
was that conversation with Slim when you were talking to him about it?
Nigga, do your thing. Me and Slim just wasn't label mates. We were like best friends, bro. We was damn good friends.
I remember the old mixtape covers of both y'all rocking white tees and braids, man.
Oh, yeah, all that shit. Like, we did a lot of shit together. Like, flip side, we wore the same type of jewelry, all type of shit. We did all that shit together. Like, that's my nigga. You know, ain't gonna forever be my nigga. Like, anytime I call that nigga, he gonna pick up on the second or third ring. We'll talk for hours. We'll talk about what's going on now. Like, when I don't like some shit,
yeah.
Nigga, what you think? Oh, G. Don't be worried about this shit, fool. That shit ain't shit, G.
Huh.
Worry about this shit.
Huh.
and we'll just talk about shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got that relationship that I can call him if I need him for a rap. Like, I needed him for a record that's going on my new project. Me, him, and Kirko just did a record. That bitch ridiculous. And that nigga beat me to the studio. Every time I need that nigga, he there. So, to this day, I beat a nigga ass behind him still.
Now, your next project you're talking about is Trill, right?
Trill. Before Trill, like, actually, I'm dropping a mixtape. Like, MTV has gotten involved with my project now. So,
congrats on that.
This, y'all the first to really know about it. Like, they jumping behind it to really brand that shit. You know what I'm saying? And they jumping behind the album. Trill is done, complete, finito.
You've been working on that for a minute, too, right?
I ain't been working on it for a minute. I just been waiting on the right time to put it out. It was too far ahead of this time. The album been done, past a year, been done. It's been complete. The project that I just completed within a week is called Lean On Me, like the movie about Houston culture. It's a cultural record, but it's a mixtape.
It's a very good movie.
You know what I'm saying? So I just took it and flip side, and it's gonna be the introduction to Trill, which is one of the baddest fucking albums that's gonna be that hit the streets.
Now, you said you've been waiting to drop it.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are saying now that there's a lot of attention that is coming back to Houston, like, right now, that this summer is supposed to be a good summer. So what do you think about that?
If it ain't, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it a damn good summer. I know my shit going. It's the whole thing is just me doing me. Like, everybody, the problem with a lot of these artists is they hear what's hot and they want to do what's popping. Instead of just being they self. That's what Houston kind of fell off at. Like, when shit was popping, it's so much I can elaborate on, but that'll be a whole nother fucking show on why we got stagnated.
We'll have to do a special on that.
Yeah, why it got stagnated. The city got fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's because everybody was wanting to get signed. Everybody wanting they shit on the radio. Instead of not following the same plan that we always did. We always was a street motivated community in music. We never needed the radio.
So what do you think needs to be done now, like, as a collaborative effort from everyone in the music industry to make sure that
it starts with the DJ first? If the DJ not playing shit, like, I'm in Houston, I don't want to go in the club and just hear Gucci Man all night, hear Jeezy all night. I don't want to hear, it's no offense to Dallas. I love Dallas. I'm in Houston, though, my nigga. I don't want to hear 100 Dallas songs, a 45-minute Dallas set. I don't want to hear a 35-minute Louisiana set backdoor with a 45-minute Atlanta set, and I hear nothing from Houston. I'm in here June 27th flow.
Yeah.
They going to stop that bitch in mid-play and play Drake June 27th flow. Yeah. Then you'll hear Big Mo, or you'll hear a Kiki record, one or two Slim records, and everything else is booty, 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 rocking everywhere, swagged up, and all this extra shit. And I'm going to hear Future for 45 minutes. I'm going to hear Jeezy for 35. I'm going to hear Ross for an hour.
You're
in the club over.
You're a long time, killer. You're there for a minute.
What clubs you go to?
I'm really over exaggerating what I'm saying, but the club started 12 over at 2. I'm going to hear Houston for 5 or 6 minutes in that bitch.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to just be Atlanta, Dallas, Louisiana, and the club over. We don't have enough DJs that's standing behind that Houston shit like it is. We don't have DJs that's breaking Houston music. It's so many dope artists. It's so many artists like Propane, Dope Easy, Hood Star Chance, D-Lo. You know, yourself, Brad. It's like, it's so many dope, and I'm not just saying, it's so many dope artists out here that you do not hear they shit. They get treated like second-class citizens when they go in the club. Like, you don't hear that shit. And they have dope shit. But a lot of the problems is a lot of guys gotta make that record. You gotta get that hit under your belt. Like Kirko, they wasn't fucking with Kirko off the muscle.
And that drank in my cup hit. Or
that shit broke in Dallas first.
Yeah.
A lot of Houston music gets broke in Dallas first.
And then they'll hear that shit here. What a lot of the Dallas music here come from, a lot of our DJs is hot. Two of the hottest DJs that's in the city is from Dallas. That's Mr. Rogers and I see. And I'm one of the dudes that first fucked with Mr. Rogers. I lightweight discovered Rogers. You know what I'm saying? I did my first mixtape with Mr. Rogers in his dorm room in PV. I knew that nigga was going to be special years ago. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you don't really have no real DJs out here really just breaking the music. Yeah. Like, they'll tell you, like, well, fuck it, we going to play your shit in a week, but I see a Future song come out today, and they playing that shit 15 minutes before the club even start.
Yeah.
But you'll bring them a Houston nigga record, and they'll be like, oh, we going to fuck with it. Instead of going in the mind state of, we going to break this record, and we going to make this motherfucker the shit for Houston. Like Atlanta, when you go to Atlanta, you hear Atlanta.
You do. A lot.
You hear Atlanta. You gonna hear niggas that, like I heard,
you ain't never heard
All Gold Everything last September.
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean,
this man here, when this man Trinidad working in a shoe store, me and Dave met this dude at Jack party, at Jack birthday party, my partner Steven Jackson for the play for the Spurs. Actually don't play for him no more, but we all got introduced to Trinidad. My partner Twin was like, bro, that's the next nigga. We went to the club and they played All Go Everything. And I was like, that shit gonna be a big record, bro. And a year later, that bitch, huge.
Monster. That's a monster.
But it ain't really, he ain't really even talking about shit. One it's verse. Like everything dumb now in rap. The dumbest shit is the livest shit. But the kids taking off, it ain't even about, I tell a lot of niggas, it ain't even about being lyrical no more. It's about making a dope ass song.
So as a lyrical artist, how do you compete in that, you know, in the, you know, the watered down versions or the club songs? Like, what do you do to
You just make a dope ass, you make a dope ass, you dumb it down a little bit. Cause you'll go, I go so far, like my crowd, that shit be crazy. When I do shows, motherfuckers be looking at me like I'm Medusa. Like, it'll be. Like, is this nigga really saying this shit right now? Like, like I'll say some records, like I perform, like motherfuckers would be. But I think a lot of motherfuckers be trying to be more interested in what I'm saying. They don't really be. They be trying to understand what I'm saying. So when I go to some shows and I hear a nigga, motherfucking club be turned up, and that nigga that talking some shit. Like my little girl favorite rapper, she say, "Daddy, my favorite." My little girl 10, she say French Montana, me Doe, me and Doe way down the list though. We down the list, we in her top five. But she say French Montana is her favorite rapper first. And that shit tripped me out. My little girl love French. Nicki Minaj is her second.
See, I was a fan of Mixtape Nicki.
Mixtape Nicki the truth.
Yeah, yo, Mixtape Nicki.
But
her and Gucci did classics.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Gucci a beast with that shit, too, though.
I love Gucci.
Mixtape
Nicki. I talk trap rap.
Yeah, trap rap. That's what you call it, trap rap.
I'm versed in trap rap.
Jeezy is the king of that shit.
Yeah.
He's gonna forever be king of
trap
that shit.
Trap or die. But I want to talk a little bit more about Trill before you get out of here.
No doubt.
First of all, when should we expect it?
I'm set. The release date that I got for it is the 4th of July.
And why that day?
I mean, I tell a lot of people when you're in the marketing side of rap, it's best to drop records on real big days and real big events where it's already a lot of shit. Like, it's a day where people need shit to jam.
Yeah.
Like, on the 4th of July, that's a party day. And when you partying, you need shit to jam. And what better day than to drop? What better day is to drop shit on events? Like, when events are going on, because you make your record an event. That's when everybody got their ears on what's popping. What's going to be that new record smash shit for the summer? What's going to be big for the summer? And that's when you do that shit.
So you're thinking Trill is going to be the biggest thing.
That I we're know see what it's going to do. It ain't even.
Who are some of the people you collaborate with on the project?
That one I ain't going to reveal. But I went back to the basics with it.
Yeah.
H-Town Music. I will tell you this because I've said on quite a few shows, I got the original Ghetto Boys on my shit. Like, oof. You know what I'm saying? I did that. I got them on there. I got Titty Boy on it.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Spitter. Doe on it. Man, like.
See how many people are going to tell us?
Man, the shit crazy. Like, A-Ball and MJG. The shit stupid because a nigga went back. Bun and ASAP Rocky on it. You know? Yeah, pretty much.
You're loading up the guns to make sure everything guns. You're gonna. Be
I ain't doing it to just to make sure. It's just everybody. It made sense it to made do sense. These records. Like I don't go get niggas because they hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I go get niggas that I love, that I feel like niggas shied away from. I got the Ghetto Boys because that's what H-Town started.
Yeah.
It's getting that big one. I got a record with me, Bun B, ASAP Rocky, and Pimp on it. You know what I'm saying? To show you
that's a
what
circle.
Houston.
That's a nice little it's that nice you little did foursome. There. Yeah.
That's a fantastic
that's a nice little
four,
circle. You know yeah.
Yeah. Like it's to show you what H-Town was,
where it's been,
H-Town
where it's
at,
going,
and
high
where
left
H-Town
and
going.
Back. Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like every record is a collaboration. Like the Ghetto Boys record is me, Willie D, Scarface, Devin the Dude, and Zero on it. You know what I'm saying? And
you know
I'm
who
kinda
actually,
excited now.
You might have a record with him. I don't know. A record that. I would because I consider you one of the more lyrical guys from Houston.
Well.
I would love to hear you and K Reno on a record.
We already that's already happening.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
We don't got no name for it. You know what I'm saying?
I need to hear that record. K Reno is so dope.
What y'all don't know. That's my OG, and we from the same hood. We from Dead End. K Reno from Dead End.
K Reno is so slept on.
Still, to this day.
It's retarded.
And that's Zero favorite rapper known to man. Zero will fight you behind that.
Man, I like you said, fans are at your shows, but they're just like, when I first time I saw K Reno,
tripped you the
mind
fuck
was,
out of
my mind was gone.
He
my
that
mind
dope.
Was gone.
He that dope.
He's bananas.
I just think, like, Bun to me, to the way people, that was Bun to me, to I actually, like, that's my mentor in rap. That's if I can revolve my career around somebody, it'll be him with a mixture of Hov and Kanye.
Yes.
They all doing the things that I want to do. Like, I want to go into fashion.
Yeah.
I want to go into that. I want to go into doing the cars and shit. Like, I want to do a lot of shit outside of just rapping. You know what I'm saying? Because the game changed. It ain't about just about rapping no more. This shit a business. And I learned that from Hov. Like, rap just is not even the tip of the iceberg. It gets you in the door. And it opens up doors to way more other real good financial opportunities.
XD it, you boy, used saying? To park my Beamer. Now look at me. I could park in my own arena.
Yeah, you got to look at that. That line right there, shit's on rap.
He hurt my feelings with that verse when you saying
him and his wife.
I spent more on drapes.
The first billionaire couple ever, like, yeah. And that shit is saying something. That's aspirations, bro. That's the type of shit that I look to want to do with this shit, you know. And honestly, that shit ain't even in the day and age and the era we in the music. That shit not even reality no more. To even see that type of money. No more. It's possible. You know what I'm saying? I look at my little homie, ASAP, 23, 24 years old. This nigga on GQ right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the little nigga is a little genius. You know what I'm saying? I don't see a lot of other rappers like trying to tap into that type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit I'm on. Like, it ain't even just about sneakers with me. It's about a whole culture with me, being that I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? I grab all paint, spray paint, all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've been into the
I heard you. You're good with that.
I'm damn good.
Can I get a painting, a picture, or
might
poster?
Cost you a little. Might cost you a lot. It's all for sale.
I'm sure she can do some things.
Stop pimping me. Like, what are you?
I'm a player, baby. Yeah.
I taught you what
man,
you
I gotta
know.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm into this fitness shit hard, and I am doing me a DVD for that shit, too.
Oh, there you go.
I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna get.
I ain't letting Brad in it,
because he has no rhythm, so you should put
shit.
Brad in it.
I don't, but I'm gonna get killed.
That big shit, big. Chicks like Ross. Ross ain't the, and ain't no homo, ain't the most handsome motherfucker in the world.
I wouldn't agree.
That motherfucker is the best. I give him the best dressed rap award, though.
Ross?
I get at the Ross. Goddamn.
Why?
Right. The nigga swag is through the roof. The nigga swag, this whole persona from the day he started rapping, that's what I like about Ross so much, bro. That nigga whole persona was bought. They tell you to speak it into existence, and that nigga did that. Like, he really the poster child of taking the game and transforming that shit and bringing nigga. He's the true word of a boss. He is that. I fuck with Ross.
I hate him that, though.
Ross is the man, man.
And swagged up, the motherfucker is the biggest, freshest nigga known to man. The nigga is super fresh. Always.
And you don't even know it.
Yeah, for real.
Well, Killer, we appreciate you coming on. People, y'all can follow Killer Caleon at Killer Caleon on Twitter.
At Killer Caleon on Twitter. At Killer Caleon. Run it. At Killer Caleon. Instagram. At Killer Caleon at your mama house.
Yeah.
.com.
We're looking forward to Trill. I know that's going to be...
That shit going to be fucking phenomenal,
you're
bro.
You're the realest,
like,
individual living life.
Goddamn right. Team running, living legend.
All right, Killer, we appreciate you coming through. This is Killer Caleon on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On the band. On the band.
You weren't here. That echoes and thunder comes down. You just can't.
I fucking love this guy's just whole personality and energy. This dude is actually like this on and off the mic, though. And that's why I fuck with him, bro. He just so alive.
He's not around
bro.
It often.
He alive, but you got to have that. Back, this goes back to the man-woman thing again. It's like, it's annoying.
I thought
you know,
had to go because you don't want to open that right now.
I don't mind.
Uh-oh.
I get into the sexist debate. It don't bother me because I'm not going to speak on opinionate. I'm a realist. I'm not an idealist, so I'm not going to have
opinionated.
You're
saying a lot of stuff, but you ain't said your point yet. You ain't said your point yet, though. What that guy... Why are you mad?
Ooh.
Like you need to sit on the couch too. I just
you
well,
need
what
to
y'all
keep your
mad?
Mouth
like
shut.
They
hey, I'm
finna
get out of here. I gotta hit the gym. I gotta go over here and get my carbs and
we'll have a special one time with Killer Caleon. When your album comes out, come back on the show.
That's
we'll go through
problem.
The whole thing, all right?
They so used to women being combative, they just automatically
Peaches.
Are combative with women.
Peaches, cut off.
No.
Cut off. Decrescendo yourself. Killer Caleon, run it. We appreciate you coming through, man.
I didn't even do anything.
Bye-bye.
I just want to bake a nigga some
Peaches
chicken
say
or
bye.
Something.
Check 1-2, what it do, man. It's your own boy, Killer Caleon. You're now tuned into the Brad Gilmore Show. Run it.
M-8-7 when I write this shit. B-O-8 get a black bag and a toe tag cause I've been a good night this shit. Ignite this shit. Set it on fire. McCall like the ball. I'ma set it up high. Wet it up wide cause I like that candy. Haters do too so I keep clip candy. Send them to the ER then to the mall. Put them in a box and put them in a car. Terabyte 6 you can put them in the dirt. R.I.P. you can put them on a shirt. 223 send them through your body. Send them to the wake they can view your body. Listen all right. Hey look yo got it. I'm a real nigga you know
let
body.
The bodies hit the flow. I kill this shit like drowning poo. My paint's on wet sitting in that slab, I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that K for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got in that slab, you can see me crawl. Let the bodies hit the flow, I kill this shit like drowning poo. My paint's so wet sitting in that slab, I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that K for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got in that slab, you can see me crawl.
Just like an infant, sit no inches. Mario Luigi, I keep me a princess.
Francis, king of the slab. Y'all niggas just princess. Getting to the money like a nigga be printed. M-O-E to a nigga be mo. Rolling up good, so I'm finna meet Tro. Keep lean on me, so I'm finna meet Joe. Headed to the bank, so I'm finna meet Joe. Can't be poor, so I gotta get paid. Need a bomb band just to hold my shit. Add a little more to the door I just made. Need a rubber band just to fold my shit. That's why your hoe wanna hold my dick. No less than a fold when I pull my shit. M-O-M, yeah, I know my shit. Money on my mind, yeah, right, no shit.
Let the bodies hit the flow, I kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint's so wet, sitting in that slab, I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that K for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got in that slab, you can see me crawl. Let the bodies hit the flow, I kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint's so wet, sitting in that slab, I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that K for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got in that slab, you can see me crawl.
OG, everybody know me in the hood as well as the burbs. Big body slap is selling the curves. So fresh, so clean, I'm smelling superb and yelling the words. UGK for life, R.I.P.P.I.M.P. Disrespect that boy and I'll fuck you off just to put it plain and simply. When you see me coming around the corner, sitting in the foreign that you never heard of. Leather seat so fresh that the guy just died of Peter, want me for murder. And the wood inside that bitch brand new cause we just killed a tree. So you already know that the motherfucking EPA ain't feeling me. But I'm in the building, G. Matter of fact, I'm on the lease. And it's already understood when I step the fuck out on them streets. Tough guys start tucking their tail and all that talking seats. Cause they know them gladiators coming, so all they want is peace. You don't want it with Vita, nigga, so stop pretending. Cause Vita ride from the start of it till the fucking ending. I pull a pistol and pop it and leave you stinking on the ground. Face down, stiff, nigga, like you planking.
Hold with up. The bodies hit the flow, I kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint so wet, sitting in that slab, I make this rhyming look so cool. Keep that K for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got in that slab, you can see me crawl. Let the bodies hit the flow, I kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint so wet, sitting in that slab, I make this rhyming look so cool. Keep that K for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got in that slab, you can see me crawl.
Ed Killer Collion, Ed Smoke Dot Luger, Ed Bun B, Trill OG, Big Dick Cheney, R.I.P. to the Trill OG, P.I.M.P.C. Trill niggas don't die, we get fly, get more money, you get no money, you know what the fuck this is, run it.
Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sipping the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, got something to teach. I learned it out, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
Sick girls for the whole damn year, what you acting all scared for? I wanna know what them cheese getting red for. Oh, so you don't like my new bed? It's been a while, so you think that we should talk more? Either way, my calendar say it's May, and we know damn well we plan for the Zay. Body looking like food, and they call me Trey. I can burn that freshman 15 away. Wait, let me stop. I ask you how school been, or better yet, how your roommates doing? To be honest, girl, ever since you flew in, I had a motor to try to get you in. My bed, two people, four legs, my hands, your head. Oh, you caught what I'm saying? Put your keys down, you know that you staying. Damn. Girl, why you playing? And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, I forgot at Baylor. And I ain't gon' act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me digging that gym with your major, so scream out.
Ooh,
and a little bit of,
ooh,
and a whole lot of, just a little bit.
Yeah,
because
you home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back school, got something to teach. I learned it all, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
Last semester went by so fast. I went for the girl with a fattest ass. Summertime now when we got no class. All hood pass, my brakes right fast like.
You home for the summer, baby. You still got my number, baby. I just wanna hug you, baby. I
ain't trying to cuff you, baby.
I know it's been a minute, I can spare a couple hours. She kinda getting finer, resembling Rihanna. She older, wiser, tanner, smarter. And we go harder, better, faster, stronger. No, yay, I can go all day. When it all falls down until we drop out. Round for round like a pound for pound, like Pacquiao, pretty much a knockout. You remember that night, right? You saw me on stage in the limelight. You left brain, I just wanna get your mind right. And now that the time right, to relive this again, do what we did, be kids again. Play that game where we both win. Spend a little bit of digga leave again.
You home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, back on the teach. I learned it all, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
Oh, you say you back from college. Let's kick it, show me your new knowledge. Oh, you went out of state, so I know you gained just a little bit of mileage. But I still drive you, cause you've been down since I was 5'2". Now you smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same old Lexus. Oh, now you wanna be an actress, movie star, not the kind on a mattress. Girl, your name should've been perfect. Look at what they made with practice. Now I'm all on the axis, kind of sex fifth with a bad chick plus an ass thick. But let me ask, miss, don't you miss that bad shit? Me smacking your ass and I'm grabbing while we blue trees. And I pull weave in a 2C, make out in the movies and the jacuzzi. Then I buy you some Louis and Gucci, master the P, have you screaming ooh-wee. Baby girl, work it, I need you on the team. Let's make a movie, all I need is one scene. Yeah, all I need is one scene. And when you gone, this is all I dream.
Zilla. You home for the summer, baby. And I'm so glad you came. I just wanna love you in my room. Oh. I see you walking down the hallway, walking to my room. I just wanna do some things to you.
World is yours, they can never take that from you, unless you locked in chains, but it's still one thing that they can't do. Trap my body, free my mind, player, that's how it be sometimes. Sometimes you need some things, so sometimes you hit the streets and grind. I used to try my best, now I get high and divide my stress. Don't get me wrong, no, blue dream in a bone flow, but I legally get my own dough. Fuck y'all know me, y'all just know the world view from a young G. That's fresh pain, let me explain, you gotta know true game if you know me.
Cause it's the way that players talk. Yeah, it's the way that players talk. And it's the way that players walk. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players, bro. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players, bro. Feel the vibe, yo. Feel the vibe, yo. Yeah.
Papa was a rolling stone. Now it's young boys out rolling stones. Twisting that tree up, trying to re-up. Light the weed up, now he gone. Won't think about shit. But think about this, it ain't what you dream about or what you scheme about, it's what you make exist. For a real twist, I make a filler trip, blowing Super Bowl, still a shit. Make your grandmama dance in some hammer pants, I never quit, I'm too legit. If it look good, then I'ma cop it. If it's hot, I'm probably gon' rock it. Louis belts above my pockets. Excuse me, that's just the player talking, talking.
Cause it's the way that players talk. Yeah, it's the way that players talk. And it's the way that players walk. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players, bro.
Let me stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players, bro. Feel the vibe, y'all.